Welcome to the Say Hello, Save a Life podcast, a podcast discussing teenage mental health, depression, and suicide. By having an open and honest conversation, we can normalize these conversations with our friends and teens and save lives. Thank you for checking back in to the Say Hello, Save a Life podcast. In today's episode, we're going to switch things up a little bit. Today's episode is going to be about depression and things we should not be saying to people with depression. Some of the information here will be helpful to those who have a loved one who's dealing with depression or have a friend who's dealing with depression. And these are seven things that you don't want to say to somebody who may be depressed. Number one, other people have it worse. It is likely true that you could tell almost anyone that someone else out there has it worse. Knowing that somebody else is in a more difficult situation does not always make your situation any better, though. This is true for people who have cancer, who have lost their spouse, and who are homeless, along with those who suffer from depression. Someone with depressive disorder feels terrible. Their sadness is severe enough to interfere with their daily life. In addition, some people with depression end up becoming suicidal. It's a serious illness that needs treatment and compassion, not comparisons to other illnesses or situations. Rather than accuse your friend or relative of not considering the plight of others, let them know that you are aware that their condition is real and debilitating. Number two, you can choose to be positive. For someone who is not dealing with depressive disorder, it might seem easy to simply take on a more positive mindset. Activities like journaling, mindfulness exercises, and being more grateful can turn around a negative attitude. When someone has depression, however, self-help methods might not be enough. Just as a person with diabetes or cancer cannot simply choose to be well, a person with depressive disorder has the same type of problem. No one would choose to be depressed over not being depressed. Rather than chide your loved one about his or her mindset, ask if there's anything you can do to help them. Number three, you're always such a complainer. If someone close to you is confiding in you that they feel depressed or that their sadness is just too much to bear, this is an honor. It means that they trust you enough to share their burden. If you tell them that you're sick of hearing their complaints, it's like a slap in their face. The person does not mean to complain. They are simply expressing their feelings to you. Do the best you can to be understanding and listen with compassion. Note that this does not mean you have to spend every waking moment listening to your loved one. Part of caregiving is knowing how to take time for yourself and engage in self-care. It's okay to tell the person that you need a break and would like to talk about something else for a while, or that you need to simply watch the movie, or whatever activity you're doing together. Without talking, just be kind about it. Number four, maybe if you just got out more. For someone with depression, sometimes the act of getting out of the house can be very overwhelming. Just getting out more is not something that's easy for you. The way it is for you, even getting out of bed can be a huge challenge on some days. Of course, many people with depression do find that if they can muster up enough energy to get out of the house, they feel a bit better. The problem is that getting to that point is a big undertaking. Suggesting that it's something simple is insensitive at best and cruel at worst. Instead, offer to spend some time with them. You can ask if they'd like you to bring along a friend, or even if they want to sit out on the porch to get some fresh air. Don't pressure them to join you with something you're doing out of the house, however. Number five, everyone is sad sometimes. This is a true statement, but it's not relevant to your loved one's struggle with depressive disorder. Sadness is, in general, short-lived most of the time. It lasts less than 2 weeks. Depression is not just sadness, and it lasts for weeks, months, or even years. In addition to sadness, depression can include physical aches and pains, anger, lethargy, appetite changes, trouble sleeping, either not sleeping enough or sleeping too much. In addition, sadness is self-limiting. Depression can lead to suicide. By minimizing your loved one's struggle and comparing it to sadness, you're telling them that you don't understand their situation. Number six, you'd feel better if you focused on something else. It might seem to you that your friend or relative's attention is focused only on their own discomfort and pain. What you may not realize is that their pain is so great that they cannot focus on anything else right now. While it might be frustrating to hear "I" and "me" statements from your friend, it's even more frustrating for them to not be able to focus on something else, suggesting that they need to put the blame for the condition on your loved ones. If they could, choose to simply focus on something other than themselves and find themselves cured of their depression, then they would do so. The problem is that they cannot. Number seven, have you tried taking vitamin D supplements? There are many self-help methods of dealing with mild depression. These can include exercise, vitamin supplements, getting outside in the fresh air, meditation, using relaxation techniques. For someone with major depression, however, these methods are not going to be enough. They need to be seen a counselor or a psychologist, and many of them need antidepressant medications. Please don't suggest that simply try a home remedy to treat their depression. With that being said, if you are close to the person, you can ask if their doctor has recommended any lifestyle changes and ask if they can help them implement them. For example, if the person's doctor has suggested that they go for a walk each day, offer to join them. In conclusion, knowing what not to say to someone with depressive disorder is one way to be a good friend to your loved one. If you have made any of these remarks in the past, you can apologize and make the decision not to repeat them. You can also talk to a counselor about ways that you can help a loved one dealing with depressive disorder. Your loved one will appreciate your efforts. Again, it's very important to have open and honest conversations with your spouse, your children, your friends, your coworkers. Reason being is having those simple, open conversations about your struggles or their struggles can help them feel that they're not alone. One thing that we found out through our foundation is feeling alone puts each individual at a greater risk of suicide. And since we want to save lives, having those open and honest conversations can do so. We hope this information has been helpful in today's podcast. If you found this information helpful, please make sure to like and subscribe and share this information with your friends and loved ones. That way you don't miss out on any new information from our foundation or these podcasts. And again, remember, to the world, you may be one person, but to one person, you are the world. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Say Hello, Save a Life podcast. By having an open and honest conversation about depression and suicide, our goal is to normalize these conversations and save lives. If you liked this episode and want to hear more episodes like this, please make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Please visit www.hellofund.org to learn more about our son and foundation. Remember, to the world, you may be one person, but to one person, you are the world. Thank you.